Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Pierre Kimsey, sitting in for Eric Barnes. Joining us is Ashling Mackey of the Memphis Daily News and Eleanor Boudreau with WKNO-FM. First, I'm going to start with the big picture, and I'm going to talk to you, Eleanor. The Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act left states like Tennessee in a position to make some very hard choices. Give us an idea of what those choices are.
Yeah, so states have a choice whether or not they want to set up an insurance exchange, which is a place where private individuals can go and shop around and buy health insurance. Mm-hmm. And if Tennessee chooses not to set up the exchange, the federal government will come in and do it for them. Mm-hmm. States also have the choice whether or not they want to expand Medicaid, which in Tennessee is called TennCare. Now, if Tennessee chooses not to expand TennCare, the federal government isn't going to do it for them. It's just not going to be expanded. So the federal government is offering states like Tennessee a lot of money to do this. They will pay the entire cost of the expansion for 3 years. Then after 3 years, the federal government will pay 90% of the cost of the expansion, and states only have to pay 10%.
So you talk about Memphis's needs. Ashling, you've done some stories about this. What are the kind of needs that this city has in terms of health care?
Memphis's health care needs are really significant in comparison to some other cities. For example, we have a lot of chronic health issues here. Everybody kind of knows about the infant mortality issue.
Right.
In addition to that, we have extremely high rates of things like obesity, type 2 diabetes, hypertension. We have these chronic health issues here. And at the same time, we have a huge population of uninsured people who are living in poverty and who regularly are using emergency departments for their primary care.
Right, exactly.
So we could see a shift here in Memphis with that under the Affordable Care Act and the individual mandate. Probably a little more than 50% of the currently uninsured individuals in Memphis and Shelby County will end up becoming insured through the individual mandate.
Well, what impact are we looking at exactly on small businesses, Ashley?
Employers who have 50 or more full-time employees will be required to insure those employees, and they are fearful of how that will impact their profit margins. A lot of experts I've spoken with, I've been covering this for about the past 2 years now, and a lot of the experts I've spoken would have said they anticipate that many small business owners will actually end up choosing to pay the penalty rather than insure their employees because the cost of healthcare is so high. It's rising, it continues to rise. That's not anything new, that's been happening for the past 2 decades. But if you're talking about a little over $2,000 and then it's going to cost $3,000 or $4,000 to insure an individual employee, you're probably going to end up taking the penalty instead.
All right, that's all the time that we have for this week. Thanks for joining us.